I heard Emmy say what that is. Do any other kids know what that picture is? What's in the picture there? A rooster, a chicken, a little chicks underneath. Does anybody have chickens at their house? I see some hands. How many people have ever raised chickens in their lives? Okay, quite a few of you have. So maybe you know the answer to this. I was trying to think this week about some common things that you see with chickens, and I came to realize that chicken coops always have two doors. Have you ever noticed that? Have you ever wondered why chicken coops only have two doors? Well, that's a good theory. One for them to get eggs, and one for them to get out. Well, that's one possibility. Well, I wonder again, why do chicken coops only have two doors? And I came to this answer because if they had four doors, they would be chicken sedans. I don't get the opportunity to open up with a chicken joke every Sunday, and I am thankful for the opportunity to do that this morning. But we can see, as we read through the scripture, that there's a lot more to the scripture than just chickens. There's a lot more to the scripture than just jokes. And this week, as I prepared for this sermon, I realized that this is a tough passage of scripture. It's something that we probably read through quickly, but we don't really take the time to think about it, to break it down. And I struggled with this scripture this week. I had a hard time even coming to a conclusion for my sermon this morning. But today I don't want to offer us any easy answers. I hope that we can ponder these questions together and better come to an understanding of who God is and what God is calling us to by asking some difficult questions. Well, Danny read for us from Luke chapter 13, and this is an interesting passage of scripture, like I said. And it begins with Jesus traveling towards Jerusalem. And he's going from town to town, he's doing miracles, he's healing people, and he's preaching and teaching. And as he goes into this unnamed town, he's approached by some Pharisees. And the Pharisees say to him, "Hey, watch out, Herod is after you. Herod is coming to get you." And this right here, this is the first thing that I find very confusing about this scripture. Because if you remember, if we read through the scriptures, we see that Jesus and the Pharisees, they didn't get along too well. So I find it kind of interesting that if Jesus' life is in danger from Herod, that they would warn him. Especially if we were to look at this in context. If you look at Matthew's gospel, Matthew tells the story as well. And in Matthew, we read all about these woes that Jesus gives to the Pharisees. He says, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees. You're like whitewashed tombs. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees. You are hypocrites." So time and time again, Jesus is ruining this reputation that these Pharisees had. Jesus is messing with the status quo that they've come to enjoy.